Good evening, everyone.
大家晚上好。
It's good to see you again.
非常高兴我们又能够见面了。
This is the last presentation in a long day that you've had.
我们在这今天漫长的日子里的最后一堂已经来到。
I hope that everything up to this point has been a blessing to you.
而我也希望我们知道现在所讲的一切都是您的福气。
I will try to let you go as early as I possibly can.
我会尽可能让你早一点的休息。
Because some of you have to leave, I understand.
因为我晓得有些你们也要回家。
So while I'll try to keep it short,
然而再尽量把它简短的说。
I don't want to rush the message either.
我也不要匆匆忙忙的说。
But before we go any further,
在我们还没有进行之前，
there are three things I'd like you to do for us.
我再次邀请大家做三样事情。
And I am as serious now as I was the first time I said that.
我第一次和现在说都是那么的认真。
If you have what?
如果你有什么
cell phone, and I know you do.
你有手机
Please, please turn them off.
请你把它关掉。
Completely.
完全的关掉。
Don't put them on vibrate.
不要调成震音。
Or anything else, just turn them off until they're dead.
或静音或任何的状态。
While you're doing that, let's get to fearful number two. We want you to pray for us.
邀请你再次的为我们祷告。
All you have to say is, Lord, for Christ's sake, put your words in their mouths.
在祷告中，求主赐福我们，膏我们的口。
And if you pray from your heart, God will hear you.
如果你从心里祷告，上帝会垂听。
Fearful number three, we want you to what? Think, yes, think.
我们要求大家能够思考。
And I have not had to ask for favor number four, but just in case, let me ask for it.
今天还有一个恳求。
Try not to talk during the message.
就是在信息传达的时候，尽量的不要说话。
And try not to sleep.
不要睡觉。
During the sermon this morning, I saw people talking and sleeping.
今天早上正道的时候看到有人在睡觉，有人在讲话。
I won't say where in the building the talking was coming from.
我不说这个谈话是来自哪一个角落。
But please remember you are in the presence of a holy God.
但是请记得你在这个圣灵的充满之下。
I prefer that you not sleep.
请你不要睡觉。
But if I have to choose between sleeping and talking, please sleep.
但是如果你要睡觉要讲话，那你就睡吧。
All right, let's bow our heads and pray.
好，让我们一起低头祷告。
Our loving Father in heaven, we come to you as your children.
我们在天上的父，我们是你爱的儿子，我们来到你面前。
We ask in the name of Jesus to bless us, dear God.
我们再次奉耶稣的名求你赐福。
Grant us an understanding of your word.
给我们通达明白你的话语。
Through the work of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的工作。
Teach us the truth, Father.
教导我们真理。
And soften our hearts to accept that truth.
也感化我们的心来领受圣灵。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Our subject for this evening, who is your God?
我们今天晚上的主题是谁是你的上帝。
Who is your God?
你的上帝是谁呢？
All that a person needs to know for salvation is very simple.
一个人要知道救赎是很简单的。
Because of books like Daniel and Revelation,
因为有《但以理》和《启示录》这两本书。
There is a belief among Christians that the Bible is a difficult book to understand.
所以就在基督教界中，有人相信，哦，圣经是难以明白的。
The Bible is not difficult to understand.
圣经其实不难明白。
Yes, we admit that Daniel and Revelation require special effort.
我们承认《但以理》和《启示录》需要花多一点的时间。
But if you leave aside Daniel and Revelation,
但是如果把这两本书放
开 all that is required for salvation,
只要我们能够得到救赎的方法
and spiritual growth,
以及属灵的成长
is very plainly taught.In the Bible.
都是在圣经里面非常简单清楚的交代。
One of the plainest teachings is what we will talk about tonight.
今天其中最简单的一个真理就是我们今晚的。
Let's go to Genesis chapter 2, reading from verse 16.
我们从这个创世纪第二章十六节开始念。
Genesis chapter 2, reading from verse 16.
创世纪二章第十六节开始。
Do we have Genesis 2? Reading from verse 16. The Bible says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying,
圣经说，耶和华上帝吩咐他说，
Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
园中各样树上的果子你可随意吃。
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃。
For in the day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
Now the very first record we have in the Bible.
我们在圣经里第一个这样的记载。
Of God saying anything to the first human beings.
关乎上帝对首位人类所说的对话。
What God gave was a command.
上帝所给的是一道命令。
I repeat, as far as the Bible informs us,
我重复，圣经在这里的信息。
The very first words Adam heard from God were a command.
就是亚当从上帝所听到的第一句话是一道命令。
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying,
耶和华就这样命令这个人说，
Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃。
This was a very simple and easy command to obey.
这是一个非常容易简单能够顺从的命令。
Now why do I say that?
为什么我们这样说呢？
There were trees all over the world.
在这世界有多么多棵的树。
In Genesis 1:29 the Bible says,
在创世纪一章二十九节，
And God said, Behold, I have given you every green herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth.
上帝说，看了我将遍地上一切种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结有核的果子全赐给你们做
食物。 So there were fruit bearing trees all over the world.
所以在世界都有这些有核的种子的菜蔬都给了人。
And since God had given Adam dominion over the entire earth,
既然上帝已经给了亚当这个管理权，
Adam could have eaten from any tree on this earth.
亚当可以吃任何这世上所有的果树。
At the bottom of every food chain is a form of plant life.
那么我们看到的每一个果树呢，它们都有一个植物的生命。
The most abundant form of life on the planet is plant life.
那么这个世上最多的这个生命呢，就是植物。
Because it was to be food for mankind and for animals.
因为这个植物呢，要成为人和所有的动物的食物。
Of all the trees on this brand new earth,
而在这个新天地里面的所有的树篱，
God gave Adam the easy command of leaving just one of them alone.
上帝给了亚当只有一棵树的果子你是不能吃。
Now God could have said,
上帝可以这样说，
I will take all the trees from myself and give you one.
我要把所有的树归我，只给你一棵。
But God said, I will give you all the trees except one I'll keep for myself.
但是上帝却说，我把所有的果树都赐给你，除了一棵以外。
God desires that his commands will be easily obeyed.
上帝让我们知道，他的命令是容易遵守的。
God made 7 days.
上帝创造了七天。
And God said, 6 of them are for you.
上帝说，六天是给你们的。
I'll keep one to myself.
我只不过留了一天。
God could have said, I will keep 6 and give you 1.
上帝应该可以说，我保留了六天给自己，给你一天。
God said, every 10 ringgit you have.
上帝说，每10 ringgit你所拥有的。
1 belongs to me.
1 ringgit属于我。
God could have said 10 or 9 belong to me and 1 belongs to you.
上帝可以说9 ringgit是我的，1 ringgit是你的。
What am I saying?
我在说什么呢？
God makes his commands easy to obey.
上帝把他的命令呢，弄成是容易顺从的。
If the heart is honest and responds in faith.
如果我们诚心并且凭着信心来顺从。
And so God said, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
所以上帝说，树上地上所有树上的果子你都可以吃。
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it.
但唯有分别善恶之果你不能吃。
For in the day thou eatest thereof,
因为你吃的那一天，
thou shalt surely die.
你必定死。
This was what God said.
这是上帝所说的。
And our subject is, who is your God?
我们今晚的主题是上帝，你的上帝是谁呢？
Let's go to chapter 3 of Genesis, reading from verse 1.
创世纪的第三章，从第一节开始。
Chapter 3, reading from verse 1.
创世纪三章一节。
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made.
耶和华上帝所造的唯有蛇，比田野一切的活物更狡猾。
And he said unto the woman,
蛇对女人说
Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果汁吗？
And the woman said unto the serpent,
女人对蛇说
We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden.
园中树上的果子我们可以吃。
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden,
唯有园当中那棵树上的果子
God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸免得你们死。
So in verse 3, Eve virtually repeats what God said in chapter 2, verses 16 and 17.
所以在第三节这个夏娃就重复了这个创世纪二章十六十七节上帝所说的。
Now in verse 4 of chapter 3,
然后在三章第四节呢
And the serpent said unto the woman,
蛇对女人说
Ye shall not surely die.
你们不一定死。
When the serpent said that,
当蛇这样说
Eve was confronted with two statements.
女人这个夏娃呢就有这两个的挑战。
God said, if you eat the tree, you'll die.
上帝说你吃的话你必定死。
The serpent said, if you eat the tree, you will not die.
蛇说你吃的话你不一定死
Two words
两句话
Two statements
两句话
From two different sources
从不同的两个来源
Eve had a decision to make as to whom she would obey
夏娃现在要做一个抉择到底要听谁的
And from Eve until now
从夏娃的时候到现在
Every single personis confronted with a choice.
每一个人都面对了选择。
Either obey God,
不是顺从上帝。
Or obey someone else,
就是顺从其他的。
We have only two choices, my friends.
我们朋友们，我们只有两个选择。
You either do what God says,
你不是做上帝所说的。
Or you do what the devil says,
就是做撒旦所说的。
Now the devil may come through your friends.
魔鬼可能会来到你面前。
He may come through unfaithful members of the church.
他也可以借助这个不忠心的教友来。
He may come through worldly attractions.
或者借助这些世界的享乐。
But however he comes,
但是无论他以任何的形式来。
There is always an opposing word to God's word.
他总会带着一些反抗上帝的话而来。
And you and I must understand.
而你和我必须明白
It is either God said or Satan said.
不是上帝所说的就是魔鬼所说的
There is not a third choice.
从来就没有第三个选择
And so God said, ye shall surely die.
所以上帝说你必定死
The serpent said, ye shall not surely die.
但魔鬼说你不一定死
And Eve chose to ignore the word of God.
而夏娃却选择不要听上帝的话
And she did what the serpent said.
却对蛇所说的去顺从蛇
At that time that Eve listened to Satan.
在当时这个女人听蛇所说的
Who was her God?
她的神是谁呢
And that's the question you and I must answer for ourselves.
而这也是你和我今天要问的问题
When we go contrary to God's word deliberately.
当我们反抗上帝的话的时候
Who is our God at that point?
在那个时候你的神变成谁呢
The simple teaching of scripture I want you to understand tonight
这是一个非常简单圣经的教导是让你明白的
Your God is the person you obey
你的上帝就是那一位你顺从的
Let me say that again
我再说一次
I don't care how often you come to church
我不管你来教堂有多少次
I don't care how much tithe you give
我不管你给了多少的十分
Your GodIs the power that you obey.
你的神就是那一个你所顺从的能力。
Now let's see this in scripture.
我们再从圣经看这一点。
Let's go to Exodus chapter 4.
请翻开到出埃及记第四章。
And we shall read some very interesting words that God said to Moses.
而来看看这里上帝对摩西所说的非常特别的话。
Our subject is Who is your God?
我们的主题是上帝，你的上帝是谁
？In Exodus chapter 4, God is sending Moses to Pharaoh.
在出埃及记这里第四章，上帝派遣摩西到法老那边。
And Moses is trying to get out of that responsibility.
而摩西尝试呢要逃离这个责任。
Like so many of us try to do when we're asked by the church to go to house or whatever form of evangelism the church may try to do.
就好像我们的教会要求我们去逐家挨家户的去传福音等等的工作，我们就回避。
So when God told him he wanted him to go to Pharaoh,
所以当上帝告诉摩西你要到法老那边去。
The Bible says in Exodus chapter 4 verse 10.
圣经就在出埃及记四章十节这样说。
And Moses said, Oh my Lord.
摩西就这样说，耶和华我的主啊。
I am not eloquent.
我素来不是能言的。
Neither heretofore.
就是从你对仆人说话以后。
Neither since thou hast spoken unto thy servant.
也是这样的。
But I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue.
我本是拙口笨舌的。
And the Lord said to him, Who hath made man's mouth?
耶和华对他说，谁造人的口呢？
Or who maketh the dumb or the deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord?
谁使人口哑耳聋目明眼瞎呢？岂不是我耶和华吗？
So God is telling Moses, Your excuse is not a problem. I can fix that.
所以耶和华对摩西说，你的借口不是一个问题，我能够纠正他。
And in verse 12, God told Moses,
就在十二节。
Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say.
耶和华说，现在去吧，我必赐你口才，指教你所当说的话。
Notice what the discussion is all about.
我们注意这里的谈论。
I can't talk.
我不能说话。
God says, I will tell you what to say.
上帝说，我会把话放在你口里。
After God said, you go, and I'll tell you what to say.
那上帝说，你现在去吧，我会告诉你要说什么。
Verse 13, the Bible says,
第十三节圣经说，
And Moses said,
摩西说
O Lord, I pray thee, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send.
主啊，你愿意打发谁，就打发谁去吧。
After God said, I'll fix your problem of being unable to speak.
当上帝回答摩西说，我会帮你纠正这个不能说，不会说话的问题。
Moses is telling God, send someone else.
摩西这样对上帝说，你还是打发别人吧。
The Bible says in verse 14 of Exodus 4.
圣经在四章十四节出埃及记说，
And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses.
耶和华向摩西发怒说，
And he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother?
不是有你的哥哥利未人亚伦吗？
I know that he can speak well.
我知道他是能言的。
But God is introducing a solution to the problem Moses says that he had.
现在上帝呢告诉摩西，我有一个方法能够解决。
God says, Aaron, your brother, I know he can speak well.
上帝说，你的哥哥亚伦，我知道他能言。
And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart.
现在他出来迎接你，他一见你心里就欢喜。
So God tells Moses, Aaron is coming to meet you.
所以上帝跟摩西说，你的哥哥亚伦要来见你。
Verse 15.
十五节。
And thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth.
你要将当说的话传给他。
And I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth.
我也要赐给你和他口才。
And will teach you what he shall do.
又要指教你们所当行的事。
So God continues to reassure Moses, I will help you.
所以上帝继续向摩西保证我会帮助你。
Now God says something interesting in verse 16.
在十六节，上帝说了一个很特别的话。
If you're sleeping, please wake up.
如果你在睡觉，请你醒起来。
Let's read verse 16.
我们一起读十六节。
And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people.
他要替你对百姓说话。
Now what God is telling Moses, I will allow Aaron to do all the talking to Pharaoh. That's what God is saying.
上帝告诉摩西，我会用你的亚伦做你的代言人，向法老说所有的话。
He shall be thy spokesman unto the people.
你要以他当作口。
And he, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God.
你要以他当作口，他要以你当作上帝。
Now, this is an interesting expression. Let's try to examine it.
我们看看这里上帝所说的话到底有什么特别。
God tells Moses,
上帝告诉摩西，
Aaron will be his spokesman.
亚伦要成为他的代言人。
What is a spokesman?
什么是代言人？
A spokesman is someone who speaks for someone else.
就是你代替某个人说话。
So Aaron would speak for Moses.
亚伦会代替摩西说话。
Aaron would do whatever Moses said.
亚伦会说任何摩西所要说的。
Do you understand that?
你明白吗？
If you read verse 15,
如果你读十五节，
it says, and thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth.
他说你要将当说的话传给他。
But that's what God said he would do for Moses.
这是上帝对摩西所说的。
In verse 12,
在十二节。
Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say.
现在去吧，我必赐你口才，指教你所当说的话。
Now I hope you're thinking.
我希望你在思考。
Well, this approach may be a little difficult, but you're all bright.
大家觉得有一点难，但是你都很聪明。
What God is telling Moses.
上帝告诉摩西。
What I do for you, you will do for Aaron.
我做给你的，你就坐在亚伦身上。
Is that clear?
明白吗？
If that is clear, say amen.
Amen.
If it's not clear, I'll go over it. God is saying, what I do for you, you will do for Aaron.
我为你所做的，上帝对摩西说，你就坐在亚伦的身上。
I will put words in your mouth.
我把话放在你的口中。
And you will put words in Aaron's mouth.
你就把你的话放在亚伦的口中。
Then God says in the last part of verse 16.
然后在十六节的后半段，上帝说
，And he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth.
你要与他当作口。
And thou shalt be to him instead of God.
他要与你当作上帝。
Here's what God was saying.
这就是上帝所说的。
God says, Moses.
他说，摩西
，You will be to Aaron as God.
你要与他。你要以你当作上帝
，and Aaron will be to you as your prophet.
而亚伦呢，就要成为你的先知。
Let's go to chapter 7 and read verse 1 and see that clearer.
我们来看看啊，出埃及第七章第一节。
Exodus chapter 7, reading verse 1.
出埃及记第七章一节。
And the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet.
耶和华对摩西说，我使你在法老面前代替神。
Now, why did God say to Moses, I will make you a god to Pharaoh?
为什么上帝会说我会使你在法老面前代替神？
Because Moses would be going to tell Pharaoh what to do.
因为摩西会到法老面前告诉他要做什么。
But he would do it through Aaron, who had the ability to speak.
但是他会借着那个能人的哥哥亚伦而说。
This was the relationship God had with Christ.
这个就是上帝和基督的这个关系。
Whatever God had to say to the world, He told it to Christ, and Christ told the world. So God had His prophet Jesus Christ.
上帝要告诉世人的话，他就借着基督告诉世人，所以基督就成为上帝的先知。
So God tells Moses.
所以这里上帝告诉摩西
，The person who gives the command is God.
那个给命令的是上帝。
The person who carries out the command is the prophet.
那个。实行这个命令的就是先知。
So as I am a God to you, Moses, you will be as a God to Aaron by telling him what to say.
所以摩西啊，就好像我是你的神，你也要当作自己是亚伦的神。
What that teaches us?
这告诉我们什么呢
？Is that the person who tells you what to do?
就是那个告诉你该做什么事的人。
Is what?
是什么
？Your God.
是你的上帝。
Are you following me?
你明白吗
？You must think.
你要思考。
The person who tells you what to do is your God.
那个告诉你该做什么事的人，其实就是你的神。
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3, reading verse 6.
我们看看这彼得前书 chapter.
1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
A very, very interesting verse.
一个很特别有趣的章节。
In that chapter, Peter is telling wives how to get along with their husbands.
彼得在这里夫妻之间的关系。
Their unsaved husbands.
那个没得还没有得救的丈夫。
And verse 6, Peter says these words.
在第六节，彼得这样说。
Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him what? Yes.
就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为什么呢？主。
Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord.
就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。
In a human sense,
在人的看法
，The Lord is the one you obey.
你的主人就是你顺从的。
With Moses and Aaron,
而关于摩西和亚伦
，Moses was standing in the place of God.
摩西是代表上帝。
Aaron was standing in the place of Christ.
而亚伦呢，就是代表了基督。
As Christ was a prophet to God, Aaron was a prophet to Moses.
就好像基督是上帝的先知，亚伦就是摩西的先知。
I am not saying that Moses was God.
但我不是说摩西本身就是上帝。
I am saying he was acting in the place of God.
他是代表上帝进行。
Ellen White makes it very clear.
怀斯姆说得很清楚。
Parents are in the place of God to their children.
家长呢，就是代表上帝成为神呢，给他的孩子。
So acting in the place of God does not make you God, but the point I'm trying to make is this.
所以代表上帝做他该做的事，并不是使你成为上帝。
Your God is the person who tells you what to do.
而我是说，你的上帝会告诉你该做什么事情。
Your God isn't the person whom you talk about.
你的上帝就是那一位你所诉说的那一位。
Because Jesus Christ said, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their lips."
因为 基督本身也说，这些人之所以会来亲近我，是我口中的话而已。
And this is a very, very serious message tonight.
所以今晚的信息是很非常严肃的。
If I were to say how many of you love Jesus, every hand would go up.
如果我说有多少人爱耶稣，每个手都举起来
吧。If I were to say who's your God, oh, the God of heaven and earth.
如果我说谁是你的上帝，就是那创造天地的上帝。
But if I were to say who tells you to dress the way you dress during the week, is it God or the world?
如果我告诉你，你平时的这个装扮是谁告诉你的，是这世界还是上帝？
If I were to ask who tells you how to spend your money, is it God or the world?
如果我告诉你，谁教导你怎样使用你的钱财，是世界还是上帝？
If I were to ask you who tells you how to conduct your romantic relationships, is it God or the world?
如果我告诉你，是谁在掌管告诉你你的浪漫的这个情？
When you answer those questions, you know who your God is.
当你回答这些问题的时候，你知道谁是你的神。
Who is your God?
谁是你的上帝？
Your God is the one who tells you what to do.
就是那一位告诉你该做什么的。
It makes no difference what you and I say with our lips.
我们口中所说的话没有什么。
It is the principles by which we behave. Are they from heaven or are they from this earth, which is the same thing as hell?
而是我们的行为，我们的言谈举止，有没有跟我们的性格的原则是相符的？
Let's see again this business of obeying God as an expression of the fact that He is your God.
我们来看看关于顺从神，怎么样就使他成为你真正的神呢？
Let's go to John chapter 2, reading from verse 1.
我们翻开到约翰福音第二章。
Our subject is, who is your God?
我们的主题是谁是你的上帝？
Someone is asking the question in his or her heart, who is my God?
我希望现在你开始在心中问，到底谁是我的神呢？
John chapter 2, reading from verse 1.
约翰福音第二章第一节。
And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine.
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
Jesus saith unto her,
耶稣说，
Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come.
妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
Look at verse 5 carefully.
请注意第五节。
His mother saith unto the servants,
他母亲对佣人说，
Whatsoever he saith unto you,
他告诉你们什么。
Finish the verse.
请你完成这句子。
Now that's your God.
那就是你的神。
Whatsoever he says to you, do it.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Now who is speaking those words?
这是谁讲的话？
Mary.
是玛利亚。
What is the connection between Mary and Jesus?
玛利亚和耶稣的关系呢？
That's his mother.
是他的母亲。
No one knows you better than your mother, not even your father.
没有人可以比自己的母亲更懂自己的孩子。
Mothers know us.
妈妈知道孩子。
And the mother of Jesus, she knew her son.
耶稣的妈妈也认识自己的孩子。
She knew his power.
也认识他的能力。
She knew by now he was God on earth.
他也晓得这个就是在世上的神。
And she said to the servants,
那么他就跟仆人说，
Whatever this son of mine tells you to do, whatever,
无论我这个孩子告诉你要做什么，
What should you do?
你该做什么？
Do it.
你就去做吧。
If that is the way you and I live, then we know who our God is.
如果你和我也同样的这样的生活，你就晓得你的谁，你的神是谁。
The Bible says the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God.
圣经告诉我们，第七日就是神的安息日。
Mankind said Sunday is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God.
而世人却说，星期日才是安息日。
When you choose Sunday,
当你选择星期日，
whose voice are you obeying?
你在听谁的声音呢？
Who?
谁的声
音？ It is not the voice of God.
这不是上帝的声音。
Anytime,
任何时候，
we follow any teaching,
只要我们跟从任何的教导，
any practice,
任何的学习，
that is not rooted in scripture,
而不是来自上帝的圣言，
we are not listening to the voice of God.
我们就不是在听上帝的话。
The voice we're listening to is the voice of the enemy.
这声音是来自敌人。
Now I must say,
我必须说，
Some people listen to the voice of Satan and they don't know they're listening to Satan's voice.
有些人听了这个魔鬼的声音，但是不晓得是从魔鬼而来。
Because Satan uses deception, he uses agents.
因为撒旦借助他的媒介和欺骗。
When he came down to this earth,
当他来到这世上,
he worked through the serpent to get Eve.
他是借着这个蛇而达到女人。
After he got Eve,
达到了这个女人之
后, he did not go personally to get Adam.
他并没有亲自到亚当那边
去。 He sent an agent to get Adam.
他借着一个媒介来到亚当。
How did he get Abel?
他怎样得到这个亚伯?
He did not personally cut Abel's throat. He used an agent.
他并没有亲自把这个亚伯给宰杀了，而是借着一个媒介。
The devil uses agents.
这个魔鬼有他不同的媒介
to get us to do his work,
来做他的工作，使到我们来顺从魔鬼。
You and I have a choice, my brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们都有选择。
And we cannot avoid the choice.
而我们不能够避免这些选择。
God has arranged it in such a way.
上帝已经这样的安排了。
That we must serve one God or the other God.
我们不是侍奉这个神，就是侍奉另一个神。
There is no middle road.
根本就没有中间的路。
And so in Romans chapter 6 verse 16.
所以我们翻开到罗马书六章十六节。
A very serious verse.
一个非常严肃的章节。
Romans 6 verse 16.
六章十六节罗马书。
Paul says,
保罗这里说,
Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey?
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗?
Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness.
或做罪的奴仆以至于死。
Under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
在这个圣灵的感动之下,
Paul gives us two choices.
保罗给我们两个选择。
He says, Do you not know?
他说：“岂不晓得？
That to whom you yield yourself,
你们献上自己做奴仆。
What that means is this.
这个意思是说
，The devil cannot force you to obey him.
魔鬼不能够逼你来顺从他。
And God cannot force you to obey him.
上帝也不能够逼你来顺从他。
God says, Here is thou shalt die. Here is thou shalt not surely die.”
这里上帝给选择，你必定死，或者你不一定死。
God says, "This is my word. This is the devil's word."
上帝说，这是我的话，这是魔鬼的话，你做选择。
My brother and sister, you and I must serve someone.
弟兄姐妹，你和我都要侍奉某个神。
No human being can decide.
没有任何人能够做选择。
I am not being obeyed God or the devil.
你就是不是顺从上帝，就是顺从魔鬼。
The minute you say you're not obeying God.
当你说你不顺从神的时候，
you are automatically obeying the devil.
你就是在顺从魔鬼了。
The minute you say with all your heart,
当你全心的在说，
I renounce Satan,
我不要魔鬼了，
you have accepted Jesus Christ.
你就已经接受了耶稣了。
The Bible says in Proverbs 8:36, Proverbs 8:36,
圣经在箴言八章三十六节说，
All they that hate me love death.
那些恨恶我的都喜爱死亡。
Let me say that again.
我再说一次。
I don't think you understood what that verse is saying.
我相信你要再听清楚一次。
Under the symbol of wisdom, God presents himself.
借着这个智慧的表号，上帝这样的代表。
And God says, anyone who hates me,
上帝说，任何恨恶我的人，
automatically loves death.
就是简直就是说喜爱死亡而言。
Anyone who hates Satan,
我们也可以这样说，任何恨恶撒旦的
loves God and loves life,
就是真爱生命和上帝。
You must serve one or the other.
你不是侍奉这一个，就是侍奉另一个。
And as you see the day at hand,
而当你看到白昼将近，
you must ask yourself,
你必须问问自己，
as I examine my behaviors,
当我在审查自己的行为的时候，
As I examine my choices,
当我在审查自己的选择的时候，
As I look at my life and the direction of my life,
当我看到自己的生命和我前面的路的时候，
In all honesty,
我们坦白地对待自己，
Who is my God?
谁是我的神呢？
Who is your God?
谁是你的神？
You don't have to tell me.
你不需要告诉我。
A person can observe who your God is not by what you say.
一个人可以观察你的神是谁，你不需要说出来。
But by how you live.
而是看你的生活。
There's an interesting story in Genesis 26.
在创世纪有一个很特别的故事。
Isaac is living in the land of the Philistines.
二十六章里面告诉我们，当时以撒住在一个地方。
And the Philistines ask him about Rebekah.
那么这个非利士人就问利百加他的妻子。
And he said, "She is my sister."
他既然告诉这个腓力士人，他是我的妹子。
Remember, Abraham had said something similar to Pharaoh and to another Philistine leader.
你也记得亚伯拉罕曾经告诉法老王，还有另外一个的。
And he said she is my sister because he was afraid to say she is my wife.
因为他怕说她是妻子，就说她是妹子。
And many of us are so ashamed of Jesus, we lie.
所以我们有些因为很羞愧，能够耶稣在一起，所以我们就说谎。
We don't want our friends to know that we're supposed to live holy lives.
我们不要我们的朋友知道我们该过神圣的生活。
And so we lie by the choices we make.
所以我们凭着我们的选择做了欺骗的工作。
And we try to live lives even worse than our unsafe friends.
甚至我们的生活方式还要比那些没得罪的朋友更惨。
So Isaac lied to Abimelech.
所以呢，这个以撒就像这个亚比米勒说谎。
And in verse 8 of Genesis 26, the Bible says,
在26章8节创世纪这样说。
And it came to pass when he had been there a long time,
他来到那个地方过了一段日子。
That Abimelech looked out of a window and saw,
亚比米勒从窗口看到。
And behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife.
居然看到以撒和他的妻子利百加在一起。
So Isaac was playing with his wife.
就是他们两个在那边相亲。
Rubbing her arm.
啊，在一起抚摸着
妻子的手。Which any husband is allowed to do.
这个是丈夫和妻子可
做的事情。The Bible says Isaac was playing with Rebekah his girlfriend.
圣经没有告诉我们以撒是跟他的女朋友在玩。
He wasn't rubbing up his girlfriend's arm. The Bible says he was playing with Rebekah, his wife.
圣经是告诉我们，以撒是跟他的妻子利百加在一起的抚摸。
But he was doing it in such a way.
但是他做的方式。
That Abimelech concluded.
使到亚比米勒能够做结论。
That woman is not his sister.
这个女人肯定不是他的妹子。
That's not the way a brother touches his sister.
这不可能是一个跟着这样整个抚摸的妹子的
形式。Now Isaac had said with his lips.
但是以撒已经从口中这样说。
She is my sister.
她是我的妹子啊。
And for a while, Abimelech believed him.
所以有一段时间，亚比米勒信了他。
Until Abimelech saw his behavior.
直到亚比米勒亲眼看到以撒的行为。
And in verse 9, the Bible says, And Abimelech called Isaac and said,
然后在第九节，亚比米勒就叫以撒来。
Behold, of a surety, she is thy wife.
我可以肯定的，她是你的妻子。
Abimelech said, There's no guesswork, there's no uncertainty, this woman is your wife.
亚比米勒说，我不用猜测，我可以肯定，她就是你的妻子。
Now, how did Abimelech know that?
亚比米勒怎么知道呢？
Because Isaac had not changed what he said.
但是我们也晓得，以撒没有改变他所说的。
But how he behaved.
但是是因为他的行为。
Spoke more loudly than what he said.
超越他自己口中所说的话。
You and I may say, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist.
你可以告诉人家，我是基督福音二世会员。
I love God. But then people look at how we live.
但是别人是看我们怎样行
事。The choices we make.
我们做的选择。
The recreations we engage in.
我们消遣的娱乐。
The quality of our conversations.
我们言谈的质量。
The style of our dress.
我们的装着。
The worldliness of our thinking.
甚至我们这些指数的思维。
And when all of that is combined and examined.
而这一些加起来，人家就审查。
It is contrary to what we say.
看到的居然和我们口中。这是两相其反。
So God is not concerned with what we say, first of all.
所以上帝并不是很在意我们口中所说的话。
He is concerned with what we do.
他首先要看到我们的所行的。
Because what we do is an expression of obedience to a power.
因为我们所行的就表明了那个后面的推动能力。
Fashion is a power.
一个服装就是一个能力。
And we obey it.
而我们去顺从他。
Whether it's fashion in dress or shirt or suit or hairstyle, fashion is a power we obey.
不论是从发型到你的装扮，都是我们在服从某个。
Everything the world has, we have to buy.
我们世界所有的，我们愿意要买。
Materialism is a power.
这是物质享受，也是一种能力。
And it sucks up the money that should be going to the gospel.
既然吸取了我们所有的钱财，而这钱财是应该拿去做福音的工作。
How many of us have non-Seventh-day Adventists?Boyfriends and girlfriends.
我们多少人有多少有这个男女外面的朋友呢？
Who told you to do that? This.
有谁告诉你该做的是这里的？
This says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." That's what it says.
而这里说的就是我们不能够啊、如果两人不同心，岂能同心呢？
Otherwise, says an unbeliever is someone who does not believe the present truth of Seventh-day Adventists.
还是我说这些。不和我们同行，就是没有相信圣经真理的人。
So a faithful Baptist is an unbeliever.
所以一个忠心的一个敬信的人
A faithful Catholic is an unbeliever.
或者一个忠心的天主教也是一个不信我们的证人。
Because that person does not believe present truth as given to this church.
因为这些信徒并不相信我们的现代真理。
So what is it you and I say?
所以我们应该怎么说
？I love Jesus.
我爱耶稣。
God is my God.
上帝是我的上帝。
And then God looks at our behavior.
然后上帝看我们的行为。
And God says, "You say with your lips, I'm your God."
你只当凭口说你是我是你的上帝。
But by your behavior,
但是凭着你的行为
，you are obeying someone else.
你既然是在顺从别人。
Who is your God?
谁是你的神
？Your God is the person who tells you what to do.
你的神就是那个告诉你该做什么的。
And all I'm asking you, in all honesty.
而我今天坦诚的要问你
，Look at the way we live our lives.
你就看看自己的生活。
Who's telling us to live like that?
我们的生活是谁告诉我们这
样做 ？Is it God?
是上帝吗
？Is it the counsel from Ellen White?
是从这个怀斯姆的忠告吗
？Or is it the world?
还是这个世界呢
？If it is the world,
如果是这个世界的话
，That is our God.
那就是你的上帝。
And when the world is your God,
而这个世界成为你的神的时候
，Satan is your God.
撒旦就是你的神
Because he is the God of this world.
因为他是这世界的神
Let me tell you very quickly.
让我尽快地告诉你
I am not a judge.
我不是审判官
But I travel the world to preach.
但是我到世界各地传福音
Much of my preaching, I mingle with counseling.
而且在传福音中我也加上了辅导
And I have seen people say one thing and do something else.
我一直看到就是人所说的和他们所行的都不一样。
So all I'm saying to you,
所以我要告诉你的就是
Now God has given you this opportunity to look at yourself.
现在上帝给你这个机会看看自己。
And for us to look at ourselves.
也让我们看看自己。
In the privacy of your heart.
在你私底下的心处。
Without telling anyone.
不用告诉任何人。
Who is your God?
谁是你的上帝呢？
Whatever plans you have for tonight,
今晚上无论你有任何的计划
，Who told you to make those plans?
是谁告诉你怎样做这些计划
？Are they biblical?
是不是跟从圣经的教导
？Did you get some advice from messages to young people?
是不是从这个告青年书里面得到一些忠告
？Who told you to make those plans?
谁告诉你怎样去做这些计划
？Who is your God?
谁是你的上帝呢
？There's only one God who can save you.
只有一个上帝能够拯救你。
And that's the God of heaven and earth.
那就是创造天地海的上帝。
That's the God of holiness.
那是神圣的上帝。
That's the God of righteousness.
那是公义的上帝。
That's the God who walked this earth and he was 12.
那是在十二岁的时候，他走在这世上。
He was 17.
他十七岁的时候。
He was 18, 19, 15, 14.
甚至是他到的任何
年龄。And he lived an upright life.
但是他过着的生活是公义的。
And he guarantees you and me.
这正直的生活，那向我们保证。
Through faith in him.
借助对他的信心
He can give us the same power
他能够给我们同样的能力
to live the same victorious holy life
过着一个圣洁得胜的生活
if we find holy living attractive
如果我们发现到圣洁的生活是那么有吸引力
and it is amazing how many Christians find holy living boring
而我们却看到很多的基督徒说圣洁的生活是那么的枯燥乏味。
They are not attracted to righteousness at all.
他们根本对公义没有产生任何的兴趣。
You give them righteousness and the world, they choose the world, but they go to church every Sabbath.
你给他公义和世界，他们选择世界，那每个星期还是来教堂。
Ellen White says in Desire of Ages, page 664, paragraph 4.
华士姆在这个历代愿望原文664面这样说
：Christ revealed no qualities.
上帝让我们看到的不是一个质量。
And exercise no powers
也没有实行任何的能力
that men may not have through faith in him
使到没有任何人可以说借助他而有的信心
his perfect humanity
他的完全的人性
is that which all his followers may possess
是所有愿意跟从的他的人可以得到的
if they will be in subjection to God as he was
只要他们就像耶稣一样的同样顺从上帝
Do you understand what Ellen White is saying?
你明白这怀斯姆所说的吗
The power by which Jesus lived his life is available to us
耶稣在今生在世上所得到的能力过活的能力也是我们可以得到的
That's why Jesus can say to Mary Magdalene when she saw him at his tomb
所以当玛利亚看到耶稣的时候在这个坟墓口的时候
I go to my God
他说我要来到我的上帝
And to your God
And
to my Father,
来到我的天父
and to your Father,
来到你的天父
is the God of Jesus your God?
耶稣的上帝是你的上帝。
Is the God of the human Jesus, I should say, your God?
我应该说，这个有人性的耶稣的上帝是你的上帝吗？
Only you can say yes.
只有你可以说是。
My young friends, my not so young friends.
青年朋友们和我们的长辈。
Don't lose eternal life.
不要失去了永生。
You know, people who are lost, they will suffer twice.
这些成名的人必须受苦两次。
And I'm about to end.
我快结束了。
Here's the first way they'll suffer.
第一个成人受苦。
And this may be worse than the fire.
可能会比这个第一次火更难做。
When they see,
当他们看到
that the holy city was real,
这个圣城是真实的。
When they see all the angels,
当他们看到所有的天使。
When they see Jesus Christ,
当他们看到耶稣基督。
And they see those walls of whatever they're made of,
他们看到城墙所造的。
And all the saints in the city,
以及所有在城内的圣徒。
When they see Abraham and Noah and Moses and Elijah in that city,
当他们看到所有的先贤亚伯拉罕还有挪亚等等。
And they realize they could have been there,
而且参与到他们本该是在里面。
But now they're waiting fire to come down out of heaven.
但是既然看到火从天而降。
Before the fire comes,
在火还没降到的时候
they will burn with regret.
他们心里带着懊悔已经在燃烧。
Because no regret is so painful as the regret that can do nothing to change the situation.
因为没有任何一个懊悔可以比一个不能改变事实的懊悔更大。
You know, you can regret you didn't go to high school.
你可以后悔说，哎呀，没有升到中学。
And in the United States, at any age, you can go.
在美国，你任何年龄都可以上学。
You know, I regret I didn't get married.
我有点后悔。
Five years ago,
五年前没有得到这个
医学位。Well, you get married 5 years from now. You can fix that.
你可以五年后啊，能够再做这个事情。
But when you regret that I missed heaven,
但是你会不会说我后悔我错失了天堂
？That is it.
就是这样，没有机
会。Don't miss heaven.
不要错失了天堂。
Not for your husband.
不是为了你的
丈夫 not for your wife,
不是为了你的妻子
not for your brothers,
也不是为了你的兄弟
sisters,
也不是为了你的兄妹
not for your friends in the church and outside the church,
甚至是你的外面里面的朋友
don't miss heaven,
不要错失了教会
but heaven is a place for people,
天堂呢是给你和我的所住的地方
who know who their God is,
就是他们认识到底他们的谁上帝是谁的地方
and so I ask you again,
我再问你一次
who is your God,
谁是你的上帝
Who is your God?
谁是你的上帝?
My prayer for you is that you will accept the God of heaven and earth.
我的祷告就是你会接受那一位创造天地的上帝。
The God who sent Christ.
那一位差遣了基督的上帝。
Let that be your God.
让那一位成为你的上帝。
Let me ask a very difficult question.
让我问你一道很难的问题。
Is there someone listening to us?
你们当中在听的
And as a result of this message,
因为听了这一场道
You want to say honestly,
你要坦诚地说
Father,
父啊
This message has allowed me to see,
这道信息让我清楚地看到
That by my choices and my behavior,
借着我的选择和我的行为
You have really not been my God,
你其实不是我的真正的上帝。
And I want to change that tonight.
今天晚上我要纠正这一点。
If there's someone like that,
如果有一个是这样的
，Let me see your right hand. By my behavior,
接着我的行为
，I was serving some other god, and I want that change tonight.
我原来是在侍奉别的神，今晚我要改变。
Stand up.
请你站起来。
Stand up quickly.
请你快点站起来。
I want to change tonight, not tomorrow, tonight.
我今晚就要改变。
Before I leave this building,
我不要等到明天。
Step number one, we must pray and repent.
第一个步骤，我们要祷告，要悔改。
Tell God we're sorry.
告诉上帝对不起。
Serving Him with our lips, but not with our hearts.
是凭口来侍奉他，没有凭心来侍奉。
It is God who has touched your heart tonight.
今晚是上帝在感动你。
I want my God to be the God of heaven and earth.
我要我的上帝是创造天地的上帝。
So that the next time someone says, "Who is your God?"
所以下次人要问你谁是你的上帝。
I can combine my speech with my life.
我可以言行一致。
And conclude that my God is the God of Jesus Christ.
并能够结论说我。我的上帝就是耶稣基督。
We will bow our heads.
我们要低头。
Here's what I want you to do.
我要你这样做。
You will pray.
你会这样祷告。
And you will say in about 30 seconds.
你会在三十秒内说。
Father, I am sorry.
父啊，对不起。
That by my lifestyle and my choices.
因为借助我的选择和我的生活。
I have been glorifying the enemy.
我在荣耀你的敌人。
I thank you for this message.
我感谢你给我的信息。
Give me the grace and the power.
给我能力和恩典。
To serve you.
来侍奉你。
To obey you and you alone.
来顺从你，只当顺从。
Because the one I obey is my God.
因为我顺从的就是我的上帝。
Take 30 seconds and pray that prayer quietly.
请你安静地用三十秒这样祷告。
Tell God you are sorry you served another God.
告诉上帝你对不起他，因为你在侍奉别神。
After 30 seconds, I will pray.
三十秒后我会再一起祷告。
Let's pray now quietly 30 seconds.
让我们安静地三十秒祷告。
Our loving Father in heaven,
爱我们在天上的父啊
，We come embarrassed,
我们很羞愧的来到
，Ashamed,
感到惭愧
，Because we have realized as a result of this message,
因为我们从这信息中察觉到
，That what we say is not the same as what we do,
我们所说的和我们所做的都不一样
，Some of us have seen,
有些人我们看到
，That we have been obeying another God,
我们原来在顺从另一个神
，Father, we have confessed our wrong.
父啊，我们在这里承认我们的错。
We apologize and ask you to forgive us.
我们向您道歉，求你赦免。
Open our eyes, dear God.
打开我们的眼睛，父啊。
That we may see the choices we're making.
让我们看到我们所做的选择。
And choose to obey you.
并选择了顺从你。
As Mary, the mother of Jesus, said.
就好像玛利亚，耶稣的母亲说。
Whatsoever he saith unto you.
无论他叫你做什么，
do it.
你就做吧。
Let this be, Lord, the life we live.
父啊，愿这成为我们人生的作用。
Anything God says.
任何上帝所说的
As we see in his word,
在我们圣言所看到的
and in the counsel of our prophet,
在预言之灵的忠告里
by the grace of Christ,
就说耶稣基督的恩典
we will do it,
我们会做
so that our words and our works correspond
以及我们所说的和我们做的都是正确的求你
Open our eyes to understand more your love for us
打开我们的眼睛看到您的爱更多
that we may rest in that love
好啊，我们在投在你的爱中。
Use us to lead others to you. We pray.
也求你使用我们带领别人。
And we thank you for hearing this prayer.
感谢您垂听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name and for His sake.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen and amen.
Amen.
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。